How are you? Oh, man. So are you a goal setter? I'm a goal setter. I am. So I'm a casual goal setter, meaning I just always have some goals in the background I'm working on. But I'm also a very specific goal setter, meaning I write them down. And I'm short-term, medium-term. Mostly for me, it's long-term, usually in a couple of years. How about you? And do you set specific time-based goals? You should. And if you're not a goal setter, get over it. You're hardwired to be able to do that. Your brain thinks differently when you set goals. You're probably doing it naturally, even if you say you don't set goals. Harness that power. It's awesome. We'll talk about that today, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, no matter what gets in the way. I know. But I'm a practical kind of guy. I am. I just recognize that, you know, stuff gets in the way. Life sometimes is not what we expect it to be. I have to tell you, it was a bad day for me years ago. I was very young. I was in my teens when I recognized that life was not just perfect. Life was not this, you know, utopia that I thought it would be. And every time I got out of high school and got into actually being an adult, I was like, wait a second. I thought I would be doing this with my life, and they're making it hard on me. This is hard to do. Man, there's just nothing like just accepting the practicality that life is what it is, and we hack it. That's all there is to it. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. My job is simple. Get your butt moving. Somehow, some way, using Scott logic, digging down deep into my version of common sense. Just how I see the world. Can't change it. It is what it is. And it's well-refined with a lot of wisdom these days because I've been around a while now. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My book is out. In pre-sale, anyway. Can't quite get it yet, but it will be there, and it is rising up the charts fairly quickly given its pre-sale. Just go to motivationtomove.com/gratitude, and you will find the 5-minute daily gratitude journal for men. Very specifically written for guys, although it will help just about anybody, but it's because I know guys sometimes look at the world and don't feel gratitude for what they're going through every single day. Let's go win the battle, right? And then you don't feel good about it. So I wrote something to help you do that. motivationtomove.com/gratitude. So let's talk about specific time-based goals. It is that time of the year when people who want to be successful in whatever that means to you, losing weight and making money, it doesn't really matter. But folks start planning and they start setting goals. Now, frankly, it doesn't matter if you achieve your goal. I don't really care. Sometimes that happens. You don't get it, right? But the mere act of setting a goal drives you closer to what you want. Over the years, I've learned that the most successful people that I know plan in November, and we still have some time to get there. That's why I want you to start thinking about goals now. Because when you start putting them out there way in advance of yourself, man, you start getting stuff to happen. So I want you to plan some goals, and I want you to say, if you're the kind of person who's like, well, I don't know exactly what to do, well, take a goal and get as specific as you can and get into it. If you fail, who cares? Who cares? Sometimes that happens. Sometimes the goal you set was not the one you actually wanted to do. Sometimes it was just one of the steps in the process. Sometimes the goal you eventually wanted to make required 100 goals to get there. So don't worry about it. Just start where you start and watch how it drives you forward. So number one, when you're setting goals, I want you to be painfully specific if you can. When I say painfully, because I find most people find it very difficult in choosing a particular outcome. You kind of want everything, right? You get to the other side of it, and you're like, oh, I know this is my goal, but really I want domination. I got to have it all, right? It doesn't really work that way. So I want you to be painfully specific in what you're trying to do. If you want to lose, I ask people all the time that are losing weight. How much you want to lose? I'd be happy with 10 or 15. No, you won't. There's no way. You'd be happier with 15 than 10, and you probably want 20 or 25. Don't do that. Don't do that. Set a very specific goal no matter what you're going to do. If you want to make some money, don't sit down and say, hey, I want to make $1 million. No, come up with a number. I have a client, Ralph. Ralph, I'm spending some time with this week at a conference. I can't remember his number, but if I ask him how much money he wants to make, he has it down to the penny. And it's a very odd number, but it's specific and he can say it instantly. He can recite it. It's like stapled to his forehead on a post-it note. I know post-it notes don't need staples, but your forehead is not really where things stick. So you got to staple it. By the way, don't staple at home in your forehead, okay? Just professionals only. Number two, goals should be outcome-based, not time-oriented. Now, I say set specific time-oriented goals. There's no doubt about that. You want to say, I want to do this in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? Absolutely, put it there. But what happens is, if you don't make your goal in that time, it's really, really common for me not to make a goal. I work on big stuff, takes me a long time to get to, and Scott, we work on Scott time around here. Anybody who knows me knows whatever Scott says to do, whatever Scott says he's going to do, you just multiply the time by at least two or three. My wife will say four, because I will inevitably take longer to get there, although I'm working every step of the way. Because I start and I figure it out as I go, and I get specific as I can go, and I just keep on moving that way. So I want you to be outcome-based, not time-based. That way you don't get crashed. So if you don't miss your goal, don't give up. When I went to lose weight last year, I lost 40 pounds, and I meant to do it in about five or six months. I forgot what it was. It took me a little bit longer than that. I didn't freak out. I just kept staying on my diet and going to the gym. Keep working toward your goal until you reach it. Not when your self-imposed time limit runs out. Or not when somebody else's self-imposed time limit runs out. Man, that's a big deal. You're the boss of you, right? I'm going to do this. If I don't do it when I said I was going to do it, I'm a failure. Don't think that way. Just get back on the horse. Just keep going. Number three, long-term goals should not be a variation of a short-term goal. If you want to make $1 million in a year, start by setting a goal to increase your income by maybe 100K. That would make sense, right? In reality, your mindset, is 10% of what you need. It is. It's going to take you 10 times longer to reach your goal in almost all cases. I know we're all wonderful optimists here, aren't we? But long-term goals should be a very specific long-term goal that will take you. So for instance, you have kids in school and maybe they're very young and you set up a college fund. That's a long-term goal to get there. You're not going to appreciate it until the day that you got to pay college tuition. That's a long-term goal. But a short-term goal, don't think I just want to make sure I save for my kids, lunch this week. And that's their education fund. Don't confuse the two. Set a long-term goal, make it big, make it audacious, make it bigger than you could ever think, but understand it's going to take you time. Short-term goals are just that, short-term goals. There is no need to achieve, by the way, one goal before going to another. A lot of times people will do that. And yes, I'm going to step back here for a second and say, yes, the more you can stay focused and just get one thing done at a time, but the quicker you're going to get there. But the truth is these days, hey, that's pretty hard to do, but also because of technology now, we are actually able to move a lot along at the same time that we couldn't do before, i.e. the massive imperfect action that we talk about all the time. But essentially, when it comes to goals and setting specific time-based goals and then leaning on the outcome-based side of it as well, in case you don't specifically hit your goal, it comes down to one thing. Decide what you want. Get it today. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Decide what you want. Get a portion of it today because you may not get it all today, and do the same thing again tomorrow. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Set that goal. Set that time frame you want to have it. Understand that no matter what happens, you're going to get it over time. It may take longer than you think, but that's okay. What else are you going to do, huh? If you want it, you may as well stay in the game and go after it, right? This podcast is doing really well. It's always done fairly well. It's always done really well. It's doing really, really well right now. And my 16th year of producing a daily podcast. And really, in the past year and a half, we've had just an acceleration of success, acceleration of listeners and downloads. You know, if I had listened to my time-based goals, this would have happened about 14 years ago. So it's okay. All right. So tomorrow we're going to take you down the getting things done, the David Allen route, and help you a little bit to get stuff done. And it's amazing to me how simple it is and how well it works and how few people actually do it. So we like to keep things simple here because simple works. So tomorrow we're going to get uber simple as we blast into the weekend. MotivationToMove.com/gratitude. That's where you can find my 5-minute gratitude journal for men. Presale now.